60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up, 844-967-2789. Crudy, let me just remind you from, you know, so far long ago, what, 2 days ago, from the New York Times headlining, Justice Department investigation of January 6th confronts sprawling cast of characters. A couple paragraphs. According to a subpoena issued by the grand jury, prosecutors are asking for records about people who organized or spoke at several pro-Trump rallies after the election. They presumably include two events in Washington and in November and December 2020 that preceded the gathering in the Ellipse. The subpoena is also seeking records about anyone who provided security at those events and about those who were deemed to be quote-unquote VIP attendees. Moreover, it requests information about any members of the executive and legislative branches, the executive and legislative branches who may have taken part in planning or executing the rallies or try to, quote, obstruct, influence, impede, or delay the certification of the presidential election. Now, this is a grand jury subpoena under the DOJ from 2 days ago. And then you follow that up with the sweet-ass reporting we got today, and you're telling me, oh, no, all this is terrible. This is never going to work. I'm not. I want indictments, too. But come on, man. It's stuff takes time.
Is that Ken Vogel's work at the New York Times?
No. Maggie Haberman and others.
Okay. We got to invite Vogel back on.
I know. Yeah. I sent you a piece from him the other day. I think that was about the GOP. Yeah, the secret, another secret billionaire funding organization of the GOP. Apparently, Trump's hoarding all the money. Shocking. Trump's hoarding all the money.
Dom, before we go to the phones, I want to get one state headline now. It's sort of along these very same lines. The Gableman investigation's now expected to, what, run into July.
Bring it to the midterms, baby.
Now, they were supposed to end this thing, what, multiple different times back last October, and then it was the end of the year, and then it was, what, March into April, and now they're talking July. And I don't care about the expense because, you know, they burn taxpayers' money for lots of no good reasons. But this gives life, breathes life, and new reporting at the Journal Sentinel, Patrick Marley and Molly Beck. And here's something I did not know. Those conducting Wisconsin's review have blown through three deadlines and are poised to miss one next week. They're supposed to complete their work by the end of April, but are on track to keep going through at least July. At least July. But here's the part I had not heard prior. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester had sought to tamp down talk of pursuing the impossible task of decertifying the 2020 election. Perhaps inadvertently, he breathed life into the movement when he met with attorney John Eastman a week and a half before a federal judge determined Eastman had likely committed a crime by trying to help Trump stay in office. I didn't know that Voss met with John Eastman. So anyways, that's new news. And this investigation's going to go on and on and on.
What about the investigation of the spring election we just had this week? I mean, are you concerned about the absentee ballots? Aren't you concerned about the percentage of, you know, people who voted in the elder care homes? I mean, what about drop boxes? I mean, absentee ballots. I mean, what about the last election? I mean, Gableman was down in Florida during the election. He, like you, Crudy, didn't even bother to vote. In this, he's so concerned about the election, but nobody is talking about the election that Trump wasn't in. Don't you find that? I mean, if you were concerned about elections, wouldn't you be all over this one? Come on. I mean, it's obviously BS, people.
844-967-2789. That's really the phone number, I'm pretty sure. CJ, welcome.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, Devils. You know, as you guys focused on Trump, it took January 6th for Democrats, liberal, progressive Marxists to respect law and order and the police. Well, there's a red wave coming this November. And you know why?
Why, man? Tell me.
People don't care about Trump right now. They care about gas prices, grocery prices, heating and air conditioning prices. And as you guys try to deflect to Trump, we're watching Joe Biden become the worst president ever in our history.
Hey, CJ,
worst, year and a half.
Worst here, defined how?
Let me point something out, CJ. As unpopular as my president, Joe Biden, is right now, he's still higher than Trump ever achieved in approval ratings.
What do you have to say about that, CJ?
You guys go ahead and believe that.
Well, that's true, CJ.
But this November, you know, that he's doing such a great job that they're talking about not.
Well, if Republicans are less popular in the polling than Joe Biden,
whatever,
and you look at the congressional Republicans, very unpopular, what makes you think this is a red wave coming, sir?
Everywhere you look.
Well,
you name it.
I would say before you go down a whole nother list and rabbit hole, man, you, like Dom, suffer from wishful thinking, CJ.
Yes, you Marxist. Obviously, inflation and those things, we'll see where we're at come, you know, the midterms in November. I mean, that's a ways away from now. And there have been a lot of positive things that this president has presided over. The jobless claims are down. Unemployment is up. I mean, the GDP is growing. I mean, there's lots, if you're looking at just the fiscal part of it, there's lots of other sides of the equation to the inflation problem.
Yeah, but most people only see the inflation problem. Joe Biden certainly being tagged with that. I have no doubt CJ's right on that point. But what CJ's not factoring in is the rulings of the 6-3 conservative Supreme Court. When they throw out Roe v. Wade by the end of June, that's going to have a disastrous, I mean, at least if you're a conservative like CJ, you are going to wake a sleeping giant that is the female electorate, the young population. Lots of people are going to say, what the just happened? And they're going to wake up, CJ. So your engagement, I mean, the right, so engaged behind the notion that Donald Trump had the last election stolen from him. And somehow that's an engaging notion for your party. But what you're doing with that information, or at least this claim that's never really, really made any sense to anybody, except for Michael Gabelman, apparently you, CJ, is you're tearing your own party apart. You got people trying to throw out this Speaker of the Assembly right now. You got people running on the campaign platform of decertify the election. And you think this is going to lead to a red wave that compelled with the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Because sadly, that's coming down the pike, folks. CJ, that ain't going to be a red wave. That's going to be a red wedding. It's going to be a bloodbath. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, perhaps excepting you, CJ. Thank you to my fine guest, John Nichols. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah,
thank you all for listening. Now stick around in the Shaw. We got Joel Clayfish, Raised in the Shaw, and here in Madison. Rolling out soon, Thursday nights for Sharp Elbows. Keep it locked, Devil Radio, the Shaw. You're listening right now. Just do so for pure fun.
We're number one. We beat anybody. We're the Devils! The Devils!
But I pity the fool.
Don't worry, nobody.